Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Forgiveness is one of the key elements in a deep, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But how do we fully forgive someone who has hurt us, crushed our spirit, and disrespected us? Forgiveness is letting God change us instead of remaining in the pit of our own unforgiveness. Here's Deborah Ross in a conversation about choosing forgiveness.
Welcome to Choose Life. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today. And I'm here talking with a very special friend of mine. Her name is Sonia George. And Sonia is a wife. She's a mother. And she actually has three children. And she's recently a new grandmother. And Sonia, I know you can't wait to tell us about your new grandbaby. So tell us all about it.
Yes, she's 3 months old and she lives 25 hours from me. So every day I get little videos and pictures of her, which just make my day. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then you have two daughters and one son. And so your other daughter, your middle child, is
getting married in October. So I'll have a new son-in-law this year. Got a new granddaughter last year, a new son-in-law this year.
That is awesome, Sonia. Yes. That's awesome. God has really blessed you, Sonia. I mean, I look at you and, I mean, you are just, you are blessed and highly favored. But I know that you've been through some things that, you know, at one point in your life, you probably thought that you were cursed and thrown away. Mm-hmm. You've been through rejection. You've been discouraged, maybe felt disrespected in many ways. I want you to just kind of share with me and those listening about just a little bit about what you went through.
Well, I was married for 23 years to my high school sweetheart. We dated 5 years before we married. So I've known him since I was 17. After 23 years of marriage, he came home and said to me and the children, "I'm not happy. I'm leaving." And so he walked out that day and, you know, the Lord had prepared me. He was teaching me that a storm was coming. I just didn't know exactly what it was at first, and then it came very evident. And so the Lord, through walking through the storm, you know, He taught me so many things and changed me.
Mm. You know, I love that because so many times when I'm ministering to people, they're always talking about how, you know, let's get God to change them. You know, if God would just change them. And of course, you know, you were the one that was offended. Mm-hmm. You were not the one that offended someone else. Someone offended you. But yet you said, "God changed me." That's
exactly
powerful.
Exactly. Well, Deborah, when you said that, it made me remember I felt the Lord the first 6 months of the storm. The Lord had me on an operating table, mm-hmm. and He cut me open, and He just started pulling things out and said, mm-hmm. "Look at this." I couldn't put my eyes on Him and what He was doing. Talking about my husband, because he said, "Let's look at what's inside of you, and let's, you know." And so it was a very painful process, mm-hmm. you know, when you're sitting there being hurt and rejected and walked out on and feeling unloved, and then the Lord's doing surgery on you. But of course, He's good through the surgery too.
That's right. Well, through this surgery, I can only imagine, because I've been through my own surgery like that from the Lord, and I can only imagine what God was probably showing you. You know, I know me, when I went through my storm, I thought, you know, well, I was a Christian, you know, I was a Christian woman. I knew the Word of God, and, you know, God had already done surgery on me years before when I got saved, you know, so to have surgery again, you know, and for God to show me more things that I needed to work on in my life. And I know one of the things for me, and I think one of the things for you, was forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because when you are hurt that bad, I mean, when someone just crushes, you know, I mean, you have this dream of how your life will be, and you commit, you're in a covenant relationship with your husband, and you've got children, and you've got, you know, all these things, and when you're crushed like that, and then God says, "You have to forgive."
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's very hard, and I don't think, you know, when I think on about it, you know, I'm thinking, I don't think I really did it. Uh-huh. I mean, I just think I would say, "Lord, I want to do this. I want to forgive as you forgave me." Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to do this. I can't do it. It was, you know, it was like you said, it was very painful. Mm-hmm. But I made the choice that I will be obedient and I will choose forgiveness. Mm. And, you know, so many times, you know, you're emotions follow your actions. So I had to say, I'm forgiving, I forgive you. Lord, help me to forgive him, and I want to forgive him. And but, you know, it took a while. It's a process. It's not anything. I mean, it's like daily. I mean, moment by moment, it's praying through, help me to forgive him for this, help me to forgive him for that. You know, I want to forgive. You know, I don't want to be ugly and bitter at the end.
You know, Sonia, and what you just said, you know, I teach marriage classes, and I teach the people in my class that forgiveness is a process, but it begins with a decision. We have to make a decision to forgive, and we don't feel it.
No.
We do not feel it at all. We feel hatred. We feel anger. We feel wrath and bitterness and all these different things that we feel, you know, as human beings. But we say, Lord, I'm going to make a decision that I have to forgive, because that's a commandment that you give to us. We've been forgiven for much.
Right.
And so if God forgives us, then we have to forgive others. But God, I don't know how. You've got to show me, because it's too hard. It's too hard, but I'm willing. I'm willing. So I make a decision that I'm going to forgive. And Lord, if you would carry me through the process and teach me how to forgive. So what I want to talk about is, how did God show you how to forgive?
Well, he, you know, took me through a lot of scripture, and, you know, Ephesians 4:29-32, it says, you know, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And so, like you said, it's a command. And, you know, I have sat through your Bible studies and stuff, and I know how I like it when you talk about don't rehearse your situation or your story. And so God, you know, it was like the only place that I could really rehearse it was with him, with the Lord.
Yes.
You know, that anger and that, you know, it's not fair and, you know, why me? And, you know, all those things that we cry out, you know. And, but then it still comes down to, we don't understand, because the world is so upside down. We don't understand forgiving, and we'll be, you know, he's going to bless us, or, you know, that you know, that's our command to forgive. Yeah, we don't understand it, but it works.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
We have to do it.
Exactly. And I tell you, you are an example of what God has done in your heart, because I don't see any bitterness in you. I see you ministering to other women who are broken and are hurting or going through things that you've gone through, and you do it with such joy and peace because you've learned how to purge bitterness.
Right.
And I think the key, like you said, is don't rehearse the problem, rehearse the promise.
Exactly.
Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on what God says and not on what's happening in your life. Now, of course, what's happening is real. It hurts, and we can certainly tell it to the Lord, but I think so many times, you know, we get caught up in telling our friends and, you know, and then telling another friend and telling another friend and just, and rehearsing the problem over and over and over. And when we do that, we get madder and madder and madder.
Yeah, and we go down to the pit.
We go to the pit, exactly.
It's a bad place.
It's a very bad place, yes. So I don't want to go to the pit. I want to go to the high place.
Exactly.
Lord, take me up to the high place so that I can look down and see this from your perspective. That's
exactly
the way I want to be.
And, you know, Deborah, we're talking about forgiveness, but we also, you know, if you can know where the blame belongs, you know, that it belongs, you know, to Satan, to the evil.
That's right.
You know, and so in Ephesians 6:10, where it's talking about the full armor of God, you know, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So to know that that's where the blame belongs, and to, you know, when we're praying for God to help us to forgive, and that we're seeing it, you know, placing the blame, you know, on Satan, that it's his work. You know, and we're choosing to forgive our husband or whatever the situation is, you know, that's what God does. He, you know, it's like, so you place it over here and you're not putting it on him.
Yes, yes. I think if we can learn to look at the person who's offended us, not as that they have offended us, but that the wickedness, the spiritual principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world are really orchestrating all of this conflict. And so if we can keep our eyes focused on the fact that it's not the person, it's not flesh and blood that we're fighting against, it is the warfare that's going on over our families, over our homes. That's what we've come up against, is the warfare.
And, you know, like in your situation, you know, you weren't sure if your husband was saved.
Right.
You know, and you were praying for his salvation for 12 years.
Yes.
And, you know, so whether they're saved or whether they're entangled in sin and bondage and they have a bag over their head and they can't see, so it's not them that's controlling them. They're allowing Satan, you know, to control them.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, when you're in this process of forgiving and putting the blame where it belongs, which is on Satan, sometimes it takes a long time. But through this time, and I know in a marriage storm, you feel like you're getting hit. The waves are still crashing. Even while you're trying to forgive, there's still waves coming in, crashing waves. So the Bible says that having done all, we stand. Mm. When we put on the armor of God and we make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, you know, how we're supposed to be a godly and faithful wife or a godly and faithful husband, when we've done all we know to do, we just stand.
Right. And, you know, Deborah, some days it's hard just to stand.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's like all you can do is just to stand and not go backwards that day.
That's exactly right.
You can't even think about going forward.
Yes.
But just to stand on that word and, to, like you say, to claim it.
Mm. Now, I know you stood on the word for how long?
40 months.
40 months. And you, during this time, you were forgiving. You were probably purging bitterness. And then things didn't quite turn out exactly like you expected. So how do you continue to stay in that state of forgiveness when the ending to your story was not what you expected?
Well, you know, I was believing God from day one that my husband would turn and choose the Lord and then choose me. God was faithful and he was good and he changed me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I came out more mature and complete. But, you know, the whole time I was praying that my husband would just love the Lord and that would love me like Christ loved the church. And even though my husband at that time did not choose that, to choose the Lord, he chose to go his own way and he divorced me. The Lord brought a man into my life that I'm married to, and he loves the Lord and he loves me like Christ loved the church. So, you know, I'm different. I'm thankful for the storm. I'm thankful for what he's brought me through. I'm thankful for what he's taught me. And if I had to go through it again to be who I am in the Lord, I would choose to do it again because I know I'm not who I used to be. And I know that I'm still not who I need to be, but, you know, I'm a work in progress.
Sonia, that's so powerful. That is so powerful what you just said. I am not who I used to be, and I would go through it again just so that the Lord could do that surgery on me. Know that you don't want to go through it again, but you're thankful. You're thankful for what God has done in your life, and I think that's powerful. And I think if we could all get to that place where it's really about Him and not about us.
Exactly.
It's about Him.
Exactly.
That's so powerful. Thank you, Sonia.
You're welcome.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.